From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Spencer Strider, not the start that he wanted yesterday. What I'm just so impressed by is the ownership that some of these guys take and the seriousness with which they approach being there for their team. And I watched Chris Sale. I really watched him more when he was in Boston after he leaves the White Sox. And he didn't have a great run there. It was hot and cold, didn't win a World Series. But he would just beat himself up when he was in the middle of that run. And he's like, and then he got injured. And he said, like Strider said, I'm not doing anything to earn my contract if I can't pitch, you know, had some injuries. And I think I'd never seen anybody be so hard on himself until I listened to Spencer Strider on a regular basis. And last night, after 4 1/3, 6 hits, and 4 runs, doesn't have the start he needed, gets the loss, actually. Here he talks post-game saying, this is not what I want to be.
Didn't give us a chance to win the game, really. Just got to be better. Didn't execute. Stuff wasn't consistent. You know, just hate to see the guys, you know, come back, put a 3-spot up there, and then go out and immediately give up the lead. That's just one of those things you never want to do. So, you know, not acceptable for me.
I mean, I appreciate him saying that, and I appreciate him taking the responsibility, because I would have to assume that, I don't know, maybe Braves brass was giving Spencer Strider the opportunity to have a bit more time to recover. To rehab. Hey, take your time, man. It's still early goings of the season. And I'm sure Spencer, being the competitor that he is, wants to get back out there, is doing everything that he can to get back on the mound, kind of presses those decision makers to say, I'm ready, let me go. And then he doesn't live up to his own expectations, and he takes the full responsibility. So I appreciate that as a team leader, as a competitor, and clearly that's one of the reasons why it makes him so great.
Yeah, you face the media. You take responsibility. You don't, you know, disappear into a corner. And again, it's, you know, most guys are like, it's the way you get, you're a professional athlete, so you would know when guys don't answer and force other guys to talk about what happened when instead of the person that was involved in it. I mean, that's a good way to alienate your teammates.
Like Rory McIlroy last week at the PGA. Did you guys talk about that at all?
We haven't.
He
four
didn't
straight
talk
days.
To the media for 4 straight days.
So what's going on
I
there?
Digress. I have
Are
no
they
idea.
Annoyed about, was he annoyed about his so his driver
yeah,
was
Yeah, his
called
driver
into
was
question.
Called non-conforming. I mean, I have no idea. I know that's kind of a bit of
but
a tangent.
Remember weeks ago, he said, I don't have to speak to you, unlike Major League professional sports, where they're required,
right.
We're not.
Right.
Which was almost a foreshadowing of, if I don't have to, I won't, which I think is really annoying. But that's an individual sport.
Correct.
Right? That's an individual sport. Here's more Spencer Strider saying, I take no joy.
I'm going to have to work to be better. So, I certainly want to play, but I take no joy in not giving us a chance. So, if I don't feel like I can't provide for the team, then I don't take much pleasure in losing games for us.
Spencer,
I
mean, dude, Spencer, take a deep breath.
I know, dude.
It's okay.
You know, we also said, I'm very familiar that we sent down a really good pitcher in order for me to get this start.
Yeah.
And Bryce Elder and Alex Anthopoulos talked about it was awful having to send down Elder. Like, dude, he goes, I want to play. I totally agree.
It's the Goodwill Hunting quote. It's not your fault.
I mean, well, it is your fault
it's not
yesterday.
Your fault.
But like, wow, give yourself
I know,
a break, dude.
I know.
Nobody's
yeah, I
talking
totally
about
agree.
You not playing. And I know you feel bad for Bryce Elder, but you earned your spot.
Yeah,
you
everybody's going to give Spencer Strider the grace that he has earned
over the last
5 years.
He's not giving it to
himself. I know.
There's a sports psychology thing going on with him right now that it's just way too early, one start, to be beating himself up and saying, I just want to play. And then he's getting into the Bryce Elder thing in that post game as well. I mean,
apologizing like he just cost us the World Series.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Like I'm saying, I'm not trying to, you know me, game 55, I'm not going to spend hours on one game. But I will say that's about as unique as I've heard in post game.
For sure.
From a guy. Let's talk about Acuna. Alex Anthopoulos on with us yesterday. I think there was a conventional wisdom that you thought Friday night would be the night back. Acuna, how long are they going to spend with him down in the minors until they bring him back? And Alex Anthopoulos saying not so fast.
I want to say yes, and if it was up to me, he'd be playing tonight. But the training staff, the medical staff, and I would say Ronald as well, I think they're taking a more cautious approach to this thing. You know, we don't want to go through what we did in 2022, where we brought him back, he was capable of playing, but he wasn't the same, and he wasn't right.
So those of you who think it's a done deal, it doesn't sound like it. Before we go to break, the most talked about topic also was him absolutely blowing off the notion that he's worried about his closer, Raisel Iglesias. Matter of fact, he had an entire kind of explanation for being up in the bullpen too much, having to be in too many one-run games, therefore that he was probably overthrowing in the bullpen. Dukes and Bell, I guess, weren't having it, but here is Alex explaining some of why he's not worried.
Not at all, and I know I'm supposed to say that. I guess if I was, I wouldn't come out and say it. But and I will tell you why. You know, the one thing that the fans all see is when guys actually pitch in a game, we monitor and track how much they're up in the bullpen, right? And those, when you're up and you're, you know, we call it being up and hot and getting hot, getting ready to get into the game, that's something, right? It's not this equivalent of an appearance. But, you know, I've had some guys tell me that's the equivalent of half of an appearance. I've had other guys tell me it's three quarters of an appearance. Some guys will get up twice and not get in a game, and that could be viewed as an appearance. So he's been up a lot. That's not a criticism. He's always available. There's no issues with his health. We've played a lot of tight games. You know, those are the moves Snit needed to make, and it happens.
All right. I guess he's been up too much in the bullpen. So that's part of what he's saying.
Don't get up and hot.
Right.
Don't get up and
I
hot.
Mean, it's
stay
a half
down
an
and
appearance.
Cool.
It's a half an appearance. It's three quarters of an appearance. Whatever. Listen, these guys, this is what you, I mean, if that's your job, you're going to overanalyze it to the nth degree.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.